Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Actually, a lot going on in the sports world now. This is usually summer doldrums, but with the Nationals floundering here locally, the Caps making some moves, but got the World Cup. But the biggest news in the sports world is LeBron James is now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. And joining us to talk about that and some NBA is Andrew Sharp, NBA writer for SI.com. Good morning, Andrew.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Andrew?
Doing great, man.
Trying to process this whole LeBron to L.A. thing.
Even though we're not that surprised.
Sports Illustrated kind of has an account of how this went down the last couple weeks. It starts with the root canal. Can you kind of take us through the last few weeks for LeBron James? What happened to his broken hand?
I don't know. No updates on the hand from the finals. The root canal, I think my colleague Lee Jenkins wrote an account of LeBron the last couple weeks, and the root canal was both a figurative and literal thing. I think losing to the Warriors that way was pretty tough on LeBron. Everyone around the league knew how upset he has been by all the success in Golden State, and I think we all kind of expected there was going to be a response, and so it's strange. I mean, it's a little anticlimactic because I think, like, looking around the league, there wasn't another option that made, like, half as much sense as the Lakers do. So we've all kind of seen this coming. It still is going to be incredibly bizarre to see him out there once the games start, but I think everyone's been sort of prepared for this outcome.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about the other options, we had heard that his people, I guess Rich Paul, his agent, had met with the Sixers. We heard rumors about Houston. We heard, obviously the option to go back to Cleveland was always there. We heard that he reached out to KD. I mean, did any of these other options really stand a chance versus the Lakers?
They didn't really. I think Houston might have, had there been an easier way to make it happen, but the logistics were always so far-fetched that it just, like, it, Daryl Morey would have had to trade Ryan Anderson for basically nothing, and that's one of the worst contracts in the league. I mean, that's Houston's Mahinmi deal. And
That's never good, that was, by the way, when it's comp to Mahinmi here with the Wizards.
It's not great. So it would have been tough for them. And then Philly, you know, Philly is, Embiid and Simmons are great, but they're just kind of a tough basketball fit for LeBron. And instead, he'll be able to go to L.A., and L.A. has the assets to kind of build a team that he sort of approves. And I think that's attractive to LeBron, is he's going to be able to kind of build this out himself and in a lot of the same ways that he did in Cleveland in 2014. So we'll see. It's going to be tough, though.
It seems like, though, this is more of a – it's almost more of a business – deal / family consideration than it was pure basketball, or am I misreading it?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I think that there was no pure basketball move that was like a magic bullet, and given that he looked at LA and said, look, this is a team that has draft picks that I can trade and or young players that I can trade for stars, and they have cap space. And if it doesn't work, I'm still living in Southern California where I can go into five different industries and do all the things he wants to do off the court. And I think in that respect, it makes a lot of sense. The more I've thought about this over the last couple of days, because it was kind of an open secret that this is where everything was going, it's going to be a pretty big challenge for him to win on the court. And if he doesn't win, I do think that we're hitting a point where people are kind of like exhausted by the whole LeBron story and the melodrama that kind of follows everywhere he goes. And I don't know how people will react if he fails in L.A., because in Cleveland, he kind of had some built-in goodwill because he'd gone back there and won a title. And the story is going to be very different now that he's on like the basketball Yankees.
Right.
What was did Cleveland have any chance? If not, it didn't seem like it. And if not, when did it all turn? When did he decide that, you know what, this is a guy? Look, I know Dan Gilbert's impossible. What a maniac. I wouldn't want to play for him either. But at what point did it become untenable and just obvious that he was going to move on? Because when he came back, I thought, well, clearly he's going to finish his career here. He went back home.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people did. And I bet even LeBron imagined himself finishing his career there. I think one of the things that worked against that Cavs option is that LeBron by nature is impatient, and LeBron is the best player in the league, and so teams that have him sort of become impatient regardless of what he wants, and so they forfeited a lot of long-term assets and long-term flexibility to try and win as quickly as possible with him there. And then he signed a one-year deal every year to put that pressure on them. And so I think ultimately, like, Cleveland was in the picture. Depending on who you talk to, they had a real chance, or it was a long shot. But, like, I mean, they were never off the board entirely. But thinking it through, it was just really hard to imagine any way for them to kind of improve what they had last year. And I think we all saw, like, it was LeBron, like Kevin Love was all right, but it was really kind of LeBron and four dudes, and running that back would have been tough. I mean, the Celtics are going to be really good next year, and Cleveland just was not a basketball fit.
Joined by Andrew Sharp, NBA writer for SI.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Andrew Sharp. So what does Steve Ballmer do with the Clippers now with LeBron coming to town, pushing the Clippers further into that Western Conference abyss? This has to be driving the Clippers crazy with DeAndre Jordan opting out of his deal. What are they going to do now with LeBron as the co-tenant at Staples?
Yeah, no question, man. I think Ballmer, and it's funny because Jerry West was clearing cap space for next summer, and you could kind of sense that the Clippers like want to go big game hunting, and they were able to get off that Blake deal, and they're kind of looking to turn it all over and go big next summer. And now they are very much the little brother again, and I'm not sure, because it sounds like Kawhi is probably going to end up on the Lakers as well. And then, you know, it's tough. The Clippers had like a 5-year window a couple years ago where they could have made some inroads and become like a respectable team in that city. And they just failed at every turn. And now I'm not sure. But, hey, it helps to have like the richest owner in the NBA.
Right.
So we'll see.
So you mentioned Kawhi, and, you know, the Spurs still control that situation for now. It makes sense that he would go to the Lakers, but do you think that this is going to happen via trade, you know, before the season starts? Or do you think the Spurs wait it out until the deadline? Do you think they try and work out a long-term deal? You know, do you see Kawhi playing in a Supermax type of a deal? I guess he's not eligible for Supermax right now?
He would be if he stayed in San Antonio,
right,
but it
right.
doesn't sound like that's where things are headed.
So he's going to turn down that kind of money, huh?
Well, I don't know if they're going to offer it to him at this point after everything that he has kind of pulled down there. I just think like there's not a lot of trust on either side for Kawhi and the Spurs. And, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I'm grateful that LeBron has resolved all this and not dragged it out, and we don't have to spend July 4th speculating and reading Twitter about LeBron. But the Kawhi thing could drag out for another month or two, because it's the Lakers and the Spurs basically playing chicken. The Lakers signed a bunch of guys on 1-year deals after they signed LeBron last night, and so they're going to have the cap space to go sign another superstar next summer, and that I think is kind of a signal to San Antonio, like, look, you're going to need to sort of take the asking price down a notch, or we're just going to sign this guy next summer. And granted, that didn't work with Paul George, so it's a risk on LA's part too. But Kawhi has been pretty clear about wanting to be on the Lakers, and the Spurs, I imagine that they are going to get to a point where they say, look, we can lose this dude for nothing, or we can take Brandon Ingram and, like, the Lakers poo-poo platter. Brandon Ingram's a really good player, and I think that that is ultimately a win for San Antonio and a move that they'll probably make once the Lakers kind of wear them down.
How much, by the way, just getting back to LeBron for a second, how much did he ultimately turn down if he would have, say, signed the same deal with Cleveland? How much money did he pass up?
50 million, I think.
Yeah, I think he could have signed a longer-term deal in Cleveland, and that would have given him, I don't know the specific numbers, but I think it is an extra kind of $40 million or $50 million.
There's not a four-year comp deal that he could have, like, what's the four-year deal that Cleveland could have given him?
I think Cleveland's main advantage is I believe they can offer like a 15% raise and an extra year. So it's not a crazy difference, but it is a difference. And, and it's one that I think like 95% of the league would worry about, but is not really on LeBron's radar.
Yeah, right. It would have been a deal similar to Steph Curry's. He signed a 5-year, $200 million. So it would have been $40 million a year that he would have gotten. Yeah.
Yep,
well, which
exactly.
He's getting now about $36 million a year, whatever it is. I mean, he's getting pretty close to it.
Right.
So if the Kawhi thing doesn't happen this year, and they, you know, the Lakers just kind of wait it out, and you know, either he's traded at the deadline or he signs next year as an unrestricted, where do you put the Lakers now with this current? Now, maybe they're not done. Maybe they add a couple more pieces. I'm sure they will. But where do they stack up now in the West? Obviously, Golden State's up top. But where do you think about the Lakers now?
Well, I got to tell you, man, after LeBron signed last night, watching the Lakers turn around and sign Lance Stephenson and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and JaVale McGee was like a sobering moment where you're like, okay, so this team really doesn't have that much beyond LeBron at this point, because I don't know what to make of Lonzo. I mean, Lonzo actually played okay last year, but he still was an awful shooter. And we don't really know how he'll fit next to LeBron. So looking ahead, I would say without any other star coming there, I think that they're like a 6th seed maybe, and maybe a 7th seed. I mean, it's going to be a process. And I think LeBron knows that and knows that probably nobody is beating the Warriors next year. And so he's looking at this as more of like a 2 or 3 year project.
Were you surprised at any of these other deals? KD signs a 2-year extension. Houston gave a boatload to Chris Paul. Paul George, did that surprise you?
Yeah, the Paul George thing really surprised me. I mean, I don't really know what his deal is at this point. He forced his way out of Indiana to get to the Lakers. They wouldn't trade him to the Lakers. He went to the Thunder. He had a bad year down there. The fit with Russ was not great. And then he turned around and was looking at an opportunity to be on a title contender with LeBron. Because, look, if Paul George goes there, then they get Kawhi. Paul George, Kawhi, and LeBron, that's like a real threat to the Warriors and a bigger threat than we've seen so far since Durant went out there. But then I guess Paul George just didn't really want, and what I've heard is that he was not thrilled with the idea of being the third guy behind LeBron and Kawhi, and was comfortable down in Oklahoma City, and the Thunder were willing to pay him a ton of money to be on a team that's not going to be very good. And so, I don't know, to me, as someone, as a basketball fan, I'm a little bummed out by the way George chose to play all that, but it made sense for him. It was a shock, though, for sure.
Talking to NBA writer Andrew Sharp for SportsIllustrated.com. He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What did you make of the Wizards dealing Marcin Gortat for Austin Rivers?
You know, I'm not sure how I feel about rooting for Austin Rivers going forward, but I can talk myself into it. I think the Gortat deal was on the horizon. It was that was another kind of worst kept secret in the league. And given that, and given the lack of leverage that the Wizards had, I do think that getting back Austin Rivers is actually not bad. And he's a decent third guard, probably the best backup point guard the Wizards have had in, I'm afraid to think about how long it's been since they've had an Austin Rivers quality guard. But I think he'll help them, and he will help them in the, in like a playoff series. So to me, the Wizards, they have bigger problems, and the biggest questions are really about John Wall and what he's going to be next year, and whether he can kind of rebound from a season that was quietly kind of awful. And we'll have to wait and see. But I will miss Gortat. I'm excited for Austin Rivers.
It's Andrew Sharp, covers the NBA for SI.com. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Take it easy, guys.
Yep. Thanks,
right.
Andrew.
I was going to ask another question. I didn't realize it was 9:18.
He's a local guy. He's good. Always good when we have him.
Well, of course, he drops the poo-poo platter.
The move the Wizards are going to maybe make is Nerlens Noel.
Gross. By the way, speaking of poo-poo platter, Robert Williams, the guy that everybody was pining for the Wizards to take at 15, all he does is miss appointments.
He likes to sleep.
He misses flights.
He likes to sleep more than JP.
He misses summer league practices. He's a disaster
I've
already.
I've never seen a bigger disaster.
Good riddance.
And they
so
say that's why they didn't pick him. They had one conversation with him.
Right.
Like, we're out.
Right. You're a bit of a dog.
Can't
pass
they just
on
hire
you.
Like a personal assistant to be with him at all times?
I mean, I'm sure they're going to do something like that. That's a nightmare. That is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Who's advising him?
I don't know.
Like, what kind of parents did he have?
But to be fair, he's a 19-year-old kid, right?
19.
He's overslept two big things.
He's overslept.
Well,
he missed the flight.
Things.
He missed the conference call.
Missed the flight.
It's his
missed
job.
The first practice.
It's his job, and he's 20.
I understand
19.
That.
Well,
he's
a kid.
19.
He's still a kid.
Cake's saying he's 20.
He's 20.
Okay.
How was he
deal.
Making practices at A&M?
I don't know.
They were.
You answered
his
your own
hand.
Question.
Yeah. How was he making games?
They were holding his hands.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
But you know what?
If he's a talented talent.
Boston's already loaded. They don't really need him.
I guess.
I mean, I know they'll use him, but they don't need him right now.
I guess.
Well, he's a megadonk.
I'm just glad. I'm glad they didn't draft him.
Yeah.
I'm size for our guy. Was it Troy Brown? Is that his name?
Troy Brown Jr., yep.
Troy Brown Jr.
I was doing some research because I saw
he's not going to miss a flight or practice.
I saw something on ESPN that said that there are 11 active players who have been on the first team, all NBA team, top five players in the league multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of the 11 are in the East, but I can't even figure out the two guys in the East.
You mean 9 out of the West are in the West?
I'm in the West, sorry. Because I went through it. D Wade has only been first team once.
Kyrie?
I think only once first team. Anyway, mm-hmm. All the top players are in the Western Conference now, including LeBron James. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remember, the only way you can take 106.7 Fan with you is with the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere in the good old U.S. of A. Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, radio.com, put it on your phone. You can listen to the Junks wherever you travel.
You know, people wondered if LeBron James would make the move to L.A. because of the LeVar Ball factor. But LeVar Ball told you LeBron was coming to L.A. long before he made the commitment. This was back in January.
Well, LeVar, we've heard the rumors of LeBron possibly coming to L.A. this summer. Do you think that it will happen?
I don't think it'll happen. I know it's going to happen. I told you to call him L.A.
LeBron.
Yeah. I told you to call him L.A. LeBron.
And why did you think that? What gave you that indication?
Well, for him to be considered better than Jordan, I think he has to be, his narrative has to be everywhere he's went, he's won.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as winning six championships in the same place, so you're not going to do it in Cleveland. Nobody cares now because he's been to the finals too many times. So I think for to justify that he's the best player in the world ever, he got to win a couple more championships somewhere else.
You're really trying to make my ears bleed with the combo of LaVar Ball and Skip Bayless. Please stop.
Now,
please
LaVar,
don't play that
LaVar
again.
LaVar Ball has toned it down a lot over the last 6 months.
Well, he just hasn't had the cameras around him.
Okay, maybe. But I had read that LeBron wasn't a big fan of LaVar Ball.
I'm sure it's probably true.
But he's going to have to deal with him if he's playing with his kid.
Or he orchestrates a deal where Lonzo gets shipped out of L.A.
I guess it's a possibility.
Which, if he can't stand the dad, I could totally see that happening.
By the way, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, however you pronounce his name.
You're making Draft very upset.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Is that right?
Whatever it is.
Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic?
Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic.
Just call him Zlatan. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
Zlatan had a good tweet. He said, now in L.A., there's a god, meaning himself, and a king.
So stupid.
He's not
even really doing that much, right? Didn't we determine that?
I think he scored a goal this weekend. Probably scored a goal. But
I saw a picture of him.
But isn't his country
with
playing
Beagle,
right
with
now?
My man Jay Beagle. Beagles and Zlatan.
Really?
Yes. Maybe Beagles is on his way to Vancouver to sign his big, fat, rich deal with the Canucks.
When am I going
to
see Wayne Rooney?
I think
on the 16th.
And when they open the Audi field.
That would be my guess.
All right, what day is that?
July 16th. Isn't that a Tuesday? Isn't
I
that
think
the
it's
All-Star
the All-Star game? It's no, bad time.
It can't be the same
They're
day.
They're ruining everything.
There's no way.
Didn't they make the announcement during the World Cup?
I think you have your dates wrong.
Yeah, there's no way they're doing attention. The same day.
It's the 14th.
Oh, that's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have a gig? Are we doing an All-Star game
on the 16th?
Is that locked and loaded for sure?
No details have been released.
But it is 16th. A locked-up deal.
Yes, we are doing a gig that night.
All right, so hold on. So the opening of Audi Field is the 14th. I think I want to go.
You have the sundress party.
Oh, that's what it is. I knew it was like the same day.
We have a conflict.
I have the sundress party.
Don't worry. There will still be seats later available during the summer.
Oh, right. so
I
want to
see Rooney.
So they could do the 16th if they wanted to, because that's the Monday before the All-Star
game.
That's
the home run
derby. That's the home run derby, yeah.
And what the actual All-Star game is on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's always on Tuesday.
Right.
How many naps will be on the All-Star team?
Could be a bunch.
I don't know.
I was talking to a buddy of mine.
Scherzer.
You could have Scherzer.
Harper.
Two.
Harper. So there should be a push for Rendon late, what he's doing. You could make argument.
There's a million roster spots.
If he picks Doolittle, he could pick Doolittle as a closer.
True.
There's a lot of great closers, but he could pick him.
Mm-hmm.
That's
about it.
I thought there was one more potential. That we talked about.
I don't think
Scherzer,
so.
Harp, Doolittle, Rendon. Those four potential.
I don't think Trey Turner's there.
I don't think Trey Turner's there either.
No, he's not there.
But Martinez will get to pick, right? He'll get to pick.
Why is he picking?
Because I thought, isn't it based on last year? Whoever won the... Well, maybe I'm wrong. For some reason, I thought it was he gets to pick.
Well, they didn't win the National League last
year.
Yeah. I don't know if they had the best record, and Dusty was the manager.
Yeah.
You think Dusty's getting a big old laugh at the Nat struggles at this point?
Probably.
Or has he just moved on? You know what?
He probably is, but do you honestly think they're struggling because of Davey Martinez? I don't think that.
But I don't think it's a good look that he has them on pace for mid-80s in wins Dusty was 10 wins better.
Do you think Dusty was there that Bryce would not be hitting .218?
I don't know what the coaching staff does.
Bryce
like
is killing him way more than the manager.
I mean, they always hype up like a hitting coach when he's there, so I don't know what the impact is. Maybe people were more comfortable with the previous coaching staff. Maybe they run into less outs with the previous coaching staff.
Nah, they ran into outs. They've been doing that for years.
But they're leading the league.
Maybe not at this rate.
So, I don't know.
The most laughable point to their struggles is that Jason Worth is no longer in the locker room.
Yeah. That
I find that laughable.
Yeah. I'm right with you.
I mean, there are
that.
Other team leaders. It's okay. It's okay that Worth isn't there.
I was really surprised when he announced his retirement.
I was really stunned, too.
It's weird.
Although we had heard he'd been working out. He was ready to get picked up by someone.
Well, he was playing. He was playing in the minors for whoever it was, Seattle or whatever.
Oh, he was playing
for
Seattle?
Yeah, he was hitting like 200.
Oh, he was only hitting 200?
Yeah, like double or triple A.
Retired.
Yeah.
Did you see the mini controversy that Tebow makes the minor league all-star team, and people are upset.
Yeah, Yahoo was trolling.
Why do you even have a minor
you know
league
what? I'm surprised
team.
His numbers were as good as they were.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
They're solid.
We talked about it
last
week.
Was he in like 265 or something?
Yeah, they're solid. But then Yahoo's headline was third worst batting average or something, third worst hitter in the all-star game.
But he's
not the worst.
We looked into it, though, Jason.
Why don't they mention the worst guy?
It's true. He got a little lucky because his BABIP is high.
His BABIP.
Right. Balls in play, like he's getting lucky.
Well, again, you want to put people in the seats, put them on. It's a minor league.
He's doing a remarkable job having not played for 10 years. Remarkable job. Anybody that says otherwise is a fool.
I agree.
Doesn't mean he's a big leaguer, but he's doing a remarkable job. I'm such a big Tebow fan.
Every big league all-star game is filled with guys who shouldn't be there.
Yeah, how about maybe Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper, number one.
Now, well, Bryce's got 20 bombs.
Those rosters have just increased, too. Ever since that tie all-star game, when Bud Selig botched it and just said, game's over, it's a tie.
That was the dumbest decision
ever. They have like
ever.
33 guys on the all-star team now.
I don't feel like there's a big buzz for it.
You'll still watch it.
Do you feel like there's a big buzz for it?
It'll build up next week.
Well, we're getting pretty freaking close.
Maybe the answer is no.
Yeah. There's no buzz.
There's nothing like the Stanley Cup buzz. Did you see the lines?
Nothing
for
like
the Stanley Cup.
At Kettler? Yeah. They were monstrous.
Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio, said they were in line for 2.5 hours and didn't get to the cup.
Mm.
Imagine being in line for two and a half hours.
It sounded like they were taking their sweet time early, and then late when they got
they had to scramble.
They had to put just they're throwing 10 people together, 10 randos together to get a picture.
That would suck.
I mean, look, everybody wants to pick with the Stanley Cup. There's only so much time that you have.
You get
it.
A replica to take the picture.
Well, isn't it now?
Like,
so
how would you know?
Yeah, make
just
four
a picture.
Well, also,
yeah, I don't know. Isn't it so cliche now that everyone's got their picture taken with a dumb cup? Is it really special if you see another picture with another donk with the cup?
Well, it may not be special when you see somebody else with it, but if you get one taken and you frame that blicky in your house,
we've all
it's
been to Kettler,
special.
Right?
Maybe
if you go up to the top to where we park at the top where we were coming, aren't you going around the loop like about 3 or 4 times?
100 times,
like 8 times.
Is it the line was all the way around that thing?
It's on the 7th or 8th level.
Cars?
Yes. No line. Of people,
people
not
so
cars.
People were snaking through the line out the door,
and then snaking through.
It
the
was
parking
absurd.
Garage.
There were thousands of people there.
Yeah,
for
and
a picture
I was
with the trophy.
I was considering going at one point, but then because I'm smart, I said, "Well, I'm not going to wait in 90 degree heat for a pick with the Stanley Cup."
No, I think it would be really cool to have your picture with the Stanley Cup. I think it would be really cool, except that everyone and their mother has one.
Well, my point is, you can get a look-alike. That looks like
a fake cup.
A fake
I know,
cup
but you would know. Yeah, but you would know.
Yeah,
your
you
mind.
Know it's fake.
You know it's fake.
I wouldn't want a fake. I'm just perfectly happy with no picture.
Right.
It's perfectly fine.
There's no way I would take a picture with a fake cup and send it to all my boys going, hey, it's me with a Stanley Cup.
Right.
I mean, I just wouldn't do that.
By the way, we just got a fresh picture to the studio. Our picture of the four junkies with Jay Beagle. And of course, now he's on the Vancouver Canucks. Yes.
Happy trails to you in Vancouver, Jay Beagle.
You know what? He's such a good guy. I bet you we could get him for one more if we texted him.
Probably could.
We could get him for one more.
He's a good dude. He's a stand-up guy.
Let's go to Adam.
Too bad I'll never watch him play again unless he's playing the Caps.
I brought that.
Adam, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up,
I'm down here in Atlanta. I'm a huge Seam head. And a couple things, and I know you guys don't always share the same opinion, but a couple things I've heard on your show is about a weak division. I mean, look at the offensive rankings for the National League, and the Braves have almost every category there, and we have like the second best starting pitching in the National League. I don't understand what the whole weak division argument is.
It's not.
So that's one point. Another point.
It's weak at the bottom because the Mets and the Marlins, but it's not a weak division, no doubt. The Braves are legit.
Yeah. Another point is the shift. The whole argument. Oh, Bryce has to hit against the shift. So does Freddie Freeman. He's the fourth in the National League. I mean, I don't understand why that's another excuse.
Well, he's better.
As well. I don't.
He's a better hitter. Freddie Freeman's a better baseball player than Bryce Harper.
He's better. That's the answer.
But people don't complain about the shift against Freddie Freeman.
Because he's better. Like, oh,
we're not complaining about it. We were just mentioning that Scott Boris was complaining.
Yes. Here's a bulletin. Scott Boris said it should be illegal.
Here's a bulletin.
You
I don't
think
care about Freddie
about
Freeman.
Shift?
I don't care about Freddie Freeman one bit.
I also don't care about him.
But he's just
better,
making a point.
I understand.
He's just making a point.
Yeah.
It's a valid point.
That whole shift argument is
no,
a joke.
Think,
like, are you not going to allow third baseman to, like, move up or move to the left or move to the right?
But if they do point that for whatever reason, that lefties, when they employ this shift, they're on average they're down 20 points, and there's no equivalent to righties.
You can't do it to righties because you still have to throw it all the way to first base.
Right,
that outfield, that short outfield throw to first base, you can still get the runner out.
Right.
Any other points?
Yeah, and Bryce Harper has the eighth most strikeouts in the National League too. The shift has nothing to do with that.
He's having a bad year.
Yes, he's pooped this year.
He's having a terrible, horrible month of June too.
You could almost make the argument.
Thank you, Adam.
You can almost make the argument that he's killing it.
You love Austin, Freddie Freeman,
and the tomahawk chop.
Yeah, you love the chop. Love
him so much. He's just sticking up for his player.
If
why are you hating?
If Bryce is having his average year, is hitting .280. And say he hit another six bombs, had 26 bombs, and 60 some RBI. I don't think they'd be in this position.
No, they'd have a couple more wins.
Yeah, they have three or four more wins, easy.
Probably
easy.
If he's hitting two, yeah, probably.
You could pretty much blame him.
Look, if they actually,
they might be in first place.
If they
or
actually
close to it.
Have Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy hit like they're capable in the second half, they'll be fine. It's just that we keep saying this week after week after week, and it might be one of those seasons. Like Matt Williams' second season.
What about having Strasburg healthy?
Murph looks like one of those rescued dogs where, the fourth leg is hurting.
Oh, no.
That's what Murph looks like.
He's got a bad
he's got a bum leg, and somebody's rescued a hurting dog.
Sarah McLachlan's telling you to call
that's,
in.
That's a horrible. That's a horrible injury, especially if you're older.
It's hard, man.
It's hard
really
to bounce
hard
back.
To come back from that. He looks hurting. They're grasping.
He wishes he had my silly knee. Even at 47, my knee is so functional.
Because you've done nothing with it for 30 years.
So I'm saying, it's perfect. He wishes he had my knee, but he doesn't. It's right here.
I wish I had your knee, too.
My knee's silly.
He'd rather have my arthritic knee.
Doesn't have a bunch of holes drilled in it. No ACL tears. Structurally intact. My knee's actually perfect.
Although you've been biking it up big time
on
Peloton.
Peloton, you know what? Low to no impact. Silly. Somebody, he might want to look into that.
You know, you got to Instagram story, or you got to do something, or Facebook Live.
My Instagram,
you're on
I'm aced out of it. I can't get into my Metal Kicks account.
How?
I don't know. People keep trying to hack in from Moscow. I can't get into the account.
Kidding.
It's shows.
How long are you on the bike?
45 or 60 minutes.
It's a long time. Your Bozak doesn't.
That is a long time.
No, it's good.
It doesn't fall
All's
asleep.
Well. I'm
I get
flat
so
butt.
Numb
it doesn't really matter.
Bike.
Functional.
How much are you sweating? You must be sweating your ass off.
A lot of sweating. It's a lot of sweating.
Yeah, I know.
And right, it's in my basement where it's super cold. Cool, right, a lot of sweating.
We're way over. When we come back, give you a chance to win tickets to MLB All-Star Fan Fest. And we have tickets to go see Zach Brown at Nationals Park. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to give away a couple prizes here. We have tickets to MLB All-Star Fan Fest and to go see Zach Brown Band at Nationals Park. Inspired by LeBron James moving to L.A., signing a four-year deal north of $150 million, we're going to do a little NBA salary factor fiction.
Oh, I like this one. Mm.
So let's punch up our first contestant.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Hey, Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Joe? Love the show as always. Thanks for picking me.
Thanks, man.
NBA fact or fiction. Chris Paul re-signed with the Houston Rockets for 4 years and $160 million, averaging $40 million per season. Is that fact or fiction?
That's fact.
That is a fact.
He's a winner. You got a pair of tickets to see Zach Brown Band July 27th at Nats Park and a pair of tickets to Zach Brown Band Day at Nationals Park, which is July 8th when the Nats take on the Marlins. Plus, you're also automatically qualified to win the grand prize when you could throw out the ceremonial first pitch that night. Grab your all-in combo pack, including a concert and game ticket, just $99, courtesy of Live Nation.
You know how butt-sized you'd be if you signed a four-year deal for $16
million? Oh,
he's so butt-sized.
Oh, of course
and he adds a zero to it.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't even know what to do. I wouldn't even know what my first step would be.
I'd play the 2-5 game.
If you had $16 million, right? If you had $16 million, and then he had a zero to it,
couldn't imagine.
Well, and he misses almost half the season.
You could stay in $75,000 a week vacation spots.
Yes,
you're not trying to nub it.
You could. Like, EB's trying to nub it.
I couldn't believe they gave him that much money.
Let's punch up the next contestant.
All right, let's go to Virginia. La Plata. Hey, Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Virginia, you working today? Are you off?
No, I'm off.
Nice.
Are you off all week?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes, off all week.
Virginia, fact or fiction? Trevor Ariza, former Washington Wizard.
It's Trevor Ariza.
Former Houston Rocket. He's actually the former of a lot of teams.
Yes.
Has signed with the Phoenix Suns, just a one-year deal, worth a paltry $15 million. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is a fact.
It's a fact. You're a winner. You get a pair of tickets to the Geico All-Star Fan Fest coming to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center July 13th through the 17th. Tickets on sale now through MLB.com, but you can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan, courtesy of, is it Hankook Tire, the official tire of the MLB in the United States?
I believe it's Hankook.
I hope that's the correct pronunciation.
It's H-A-N-K-O-O-K, correct?
I'm going with Hankook and hoping it's right. I'm crossing my fingers.
Or is it Hankook?
Not sure.
Valdez, you know, Drabby, any input on that?
Drabby, look it up on YouTube, please.
Hold on. I'm going to Google that right now.
I think I nailed it.
You know who I feel sorry for in the NBA? Like, the Wizards, they're going to have a chance to compete. Yes, the Celtics and the 76ers will be favorites in the Eastern Conference. But if you're in the West and you're one of those teams that wanted to rise up with draft choices,
right,
like the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I mean,
Devin Booker. And who they drafted? DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, the number one pick. Right,
you'd be like, oh, okay, we got a couple nice building blocks. Or you're Sacramento. Like, people have said Sacramento, they've made some good moves the last couple years. They took Josh Jackson.
Bagley. Marvin Bagley? Okay, big deal.
And now you have to compete with Houston, Golden State, Oklahoma City with Paul George and Russell Westbrook. Utah was good this year with Donovan Mitchell.
Who's Sacramento's big three? De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, and Willie Cauley-Stein? Are you kidding me?
Plus, they have to live in Sacramento.
They have to live in Sacramento, too.
Where's Boogie going to end up?
I don't know.
He's not coming to Washington.
I don't think so.
Well, he won't be eligible to play until
here's how big the chasm is. The report over the weekend was Wizards trying to land Boogie Cousins, but if they don't, they're setting their sights a bit lower. Alex Len on the radar.
I saw
for the Wizards.
Alex Len.
I like Alex Len.
He's nice for Len Sanity.
He's a local guy. He has flashes.
Well, he's not a local guy.
Well, he went to Maryland.
Okay, that counts. A local guy.
That counts. I'm with you,
local ties.
That's a little different.
So you got a thick accent, banged up English.
But I mean, the drop off between Boogie and Alex Len, local guy, pretty big, pretty significant.
And Nerlens Noel was a top pick, but it just he's had a zillion injuries.
He stinks. He's a malcontent.
Still rocking the play flat top. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
DeMarcus Cousins could be a possibility with the Lakers, I would think.
Supposedly there's not much interest because of the injuries.
He's going to be a devastating injury.
I know.
That's what I said.
He's not going to be ready for the start of the season.
It's going to be all slow and plodding and arcing.
I can't believe Will Barton is going to make $13.5 million per season.
I can't believe Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is signing one-year $12 million deals. But that's where we are in 2018 in the NBA.
Meanwhile,
it's the landscape.
Did you see that poor DJ in Iowa got swept away by the flash flood? That's a nightmare. He's a sports radio guy.
It's awful.
You hear about that, Jason? Like a legendary sports radio guy.
I heard someone got swept. I didn't know he was a sports radio guy.
Yeah. He was like 66 years old. I think he was in his van or something.
His van had stalled like on a highway. Flash flood.
Yeah.
Humbles him.
And then he got out of the van. They found him like a couple miles down the road.
It's terrible.
So he got out of the van and tried to.
I don't know.
To get away, or did he stay in the van?
Sound like he maybe tried to escape. I don't know. I don't know what you would do. Flash
Swim?
Floods are hurting.
We sleep on flash floods.
I do. You shouldn't.
I know, but what I know would you
I shouldn't, you wouldn't, but sleep, I do. You wouldn't sleep on it if you encountered it.
You're right.
So what do? Do you try and swim?
I think you're effed. I think you're just effed. I think you stay in your vehicle.
Problem is if your vehicle gets swept away and then all of a sudden it fills up with water.
You don't stay in your vehicle.
Why don't you stay in your vehicle?
Because it fills up with water.
Yeah,
you get water, then you got to get on top of it.
Got to grasp it.
You're going to surf on your van.
You hold on for dear
life. That's
when
you need your tactical
pen. You turn around. You don't drown.
Smash out the windshield.
So then you're in a swimming situation.
Well, it's better than a drowning situation in your van.
It's a current. And you have to latch on to something.
You're not doing any swimming. You're getting
But the last thing you do is stay in your van.
Probably. If it wasn't filling up, I'd stay in it. If it's filling up, then obviously you got to get out. But I would hug to the roof of it. I swear to God, I would.
Yeah. That's a horrible
story.
Terrible
way to end the show.
Terrible way to end.
Oh, about a guy getting swept away by a flash.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grandanny, Naps.